RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back to our second and final hour of Fans in the Pro. Here, Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. At 5:25 today, we'll talk with Nick Suss. We'll talk more about the Titans and the Saints on Sunday in Nashville. Weather should be okay before that front gets there. Hopefully, it will stay that way. So get you caught up a little bit on the college football situation as far as the CFP is concerned, and we'll kind of take them in order as they come, and then we'll kind of dive in a little deeper. The first one of the final eight, the quarterfinals, is going to be New Year's Eve, number 10 Miami against number 2 Ohio State. That's the Cotton Bowl. That'll be 6:30 next week on New Year's Eve, and then the three games on January 1st, Thursday, New Year's Day. It begins with the Orange Bowl at 11 a.m., number 5, Oregon, against number 4, Texas Tech. And then at 3 o'clock, it is the Rose Bowl, number 9, Alabama, against number 1, Indiana. And then we'll cap it, of course, with our own All-State Sugar Bowl on January 1st, 7 o'clock, number 6, Ole Miss, against number 3, Georgia, in a rematch of that game. And I'm assuming, Mr. McAllister, that you've been approached about getting some tickets. Hey, man, can you help me out? Help a guy out, right?
Man, I'm the ticket broker man down there, and then I am the what do we call it? Restaurant.
Tour guide.
I'm the tour guide for the restaurant. I'm also the I'm gonna be the weatherman because I done told y'all better put some clothes on out there. It's gonna be cold. So I don't want to hear, you know, you sniffling and you got that going on. What other obligations I got? I know what it is. The New Year's Eve, my close friend, my roommate, really, really close friend. Mike, now this is my close friend from Oxford, from Ole Miss. I have a 2-call limit on him right now because he wants to talk about this, that, and the other, and I'm like, bro, I got so much other stuff. I got the Saints I got to focus on. I am not worried about what party we going to for New Year's, what recommendation, you know, what game day he's talking about. And I'm happy, I'm excited. The Sugar Bowl, what is that, the Children's Hospital Sugar Bowl parade, I think it's New Year's Eve. I'm like, bro, man, I love you, but I ain't got time to be dealing with all that. He's like, well, I got a plan. I said, no, you better put it together, write it down on some paper, and then we'll get there, you know, once I'm done with my Saints obligations.
Yeah, it's next week, man. It's going to be kind of a crazy time. We had the New Orleans Bowl this past week on the 23rd before Christmas, and, man, that's just going to be, you know, you think about that, you know, the New Year's Eve game is Ohio State and Miami. Miami beat Texas A&M in that first one. So as you kind of look,
so what time is that game?
That's 6:30 on New Year's Eve.
Six
Cotton Bowl. Yeah.
6:30.
Yeah. 6:30 our time, 7:30 Eastern time.
No. And so, like most people, that game should be one that's watched.
Yeah.
Should be one that's watched pretty good. Yeah. I'm thinking if you got an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock kick, you're asking for it.
Right.
You know, because most people, they may watch the first quarter or even the first half, but after that, they gone. You know, they may catch it at the local watering hole or bar or wherever they end up at, but they not finna watch that. And that's like last night, Christmas game. How many basketball games did you see yesterday?
None.
How many football games did you see yesterday?
They were on. I was watching Minnesota and Detroit a little bit, but not really. And not even look at Denver, Kansas City.
You flipped. You were Netflix, a Prime Video, yep. And what was the other one on? I can't remember. Or those were the only two, or was it three? It was three.
There's three. I think the last two were the one we were on was the Netflix game.
The Netflix game, I think, was – I know the
– that was Minnesota, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit. And I think Prime Video was the Denver. Yeah. And Denver ended up I was glancing, so I was flipping all channels, and I'm going back. I got to log out of this app, and I got to go to the regular. But
yeah, flipping channels ain't what it used to be.
No, it's not. You got to log all the way out. You got to log out, and then you got to go back into the other app just to get to, you know, just to see what you're watching. And I brought that up because apparently there was an unbelievable basketball game, Denver and Minnesota, that most of the country didn't even get to watch. And it was, I think, the Joker has the most assists by any center in NBA history. I think he went for like 56. Anthony Edwards went for like 44, I think, and this is me reading it a little bit. Denver scored 24 points in 3 minutes. They go to OT, and they end up winning. But most of the country didn't watch it. It was the last game. I watched some of the Lakers in Houston, but even that game is like, man, I might not have put any toys together, but I've been up since like 6 a.m., you know, talking about Christmas. There's no way that I'm going to stay up to 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tip for that late of a game.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. So Minnesota lost. Denver wins in overtime, 142 to 138. So there's a lot of crazy stats in this game. To me, just looking at the box, so in overtime, Denver scored 27 points and Minnesota scored 23. In overtime, Denver only scored 23 in the fourth quarter, and then they scored 27 in overtime. If they hadn't had 23 in the fourth quarter, you wouldn't have needed overtime. But that's,
you wouldn't have needed.
That's 50 points in overtime between the two teams. That's pretty crazy.
I mean, like I said, the Joker had a triple-double. He had a triple-double. He goes for 56. You know, he goes for 56, and you're talking about, yes, it's an overtime game, but to have that many points – It's unbelievable. It really is. But I mean,
he had 18 in OT. He broke Steph Curry's record with 18 points in OT alone.
I mean, but the thing about it though, I don't know how many people actually got to watch it. If you're not on the West Coast or you're not right there in Denver, you mean to tell me the people over on the East Coast and they had to get up and do some stuff today? They didn't stay up to watch that game.
No.
They didn't stay up to watch that game, and so, you know, I think it was a good lineup. I know it was five games on basketball-wise, and then you got three games NFL-wise. I mean, but like we've talked about earlier, just some of the bowl games, even some of your bowl games, the playoff games, they get kind of lost in the mix. But some of the other bowl games, they're definitely getting lost in the mix. I saw Cam was talking about Cal and Hawaii, and I think Hawaii – came back to beat them. I think Cal was up, and I didn't even get to see some of the game, and I think Hawaii ended up scoring like on the last play of that game. And I mean, but you start to in the other bowl game as well. I can see one of the coaches right now. I think there was a bowl game yesterday.
I'm sure there was. I mean,
yeah,
three,
that's what I'm saying.
Three NFL games, and you know, the NBA used to kind of own Christmas Day, but the NFL, although the NFL games, I think we have three games. That's six. I think you weren't even with backup quarterbacks. You were with the backups.
No, you were in the backup. Yeah.
Right?
We were on the backup.
Right.
Yeah, and so that was at the beginning of the year when the schedule was released, you thought you would have, you know, the Mahomes. And
yeah.
You thought you would have, you know, some of the elite guys playing in those Christmas slots and, you know, Daniels over there. But the Cowboys, you know. Yeah. What was interesting, you know what's interesting, though? All of those games could have been moved, right?
You can move out of a Thursday Christmas Day game?
I think you can flex out.
Whew.
I think those would have been flexed. I think they can flex out if I remember the rules, but you had to do it like
way in advance, right?
Way in advance.
Yeah.
But you know why one reason they're not going to flex Dallas out even though they're out of the playoffs?
No way. Right.
Why?
Just because it's Dallas, America's team.
Dallas and the views.
Yeah.
Dallas and the views.
Yep.
It's Dallas and the views.
Yeah. I mean, but I guess what? I apologize, Dallas. I didn't watch you. I didn't see a play. Not one.
And I'm not
sure. We hadn't had it on Netflix at the house that we were at that I would have watched much of Minnesota Detroit. But Detroit, man, they just, good gosh, that was a mess.
I didn't watch any of it, so I couldn't even comment on it.
Six turnovers, something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so I can't give you a lot on that one. So, like I said, that was not one that I flipped back and forth from log in to log out of.
Yeah. Well, we got a game on Sunday with two more to play, both on the road at Tennessee, then, of course, at Atlanta. And the NFC South still up for grabs. But we'll talk more about the Titans and the Saints noon on Sunday from Nashville when we come back here on Fans of the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister back after this. And we will talk with Mr. Nick Suss, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, at Nick Suss. That's next here on Fans of the Pro. Back after this on WWL.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to Fans of the Pro. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister, and we are happy to join in the conversation. Nick Suss, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, at Nick Suss. That's S-U-S-S. Nick, welcome to the show and happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you. How are you doing?
We are doing well. Hoping we can get up to Nashville and get that game in before that front comes through, because that's going to be some drastic changes coming to the Nashville area, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it should. It's been kind of up and down these last couple of weeks. It was very, very cold last weekend, and then it got hot, and now we'll see what happens. It's going to be a shift change.
Yeah, and I guess just get your thoughts overall on how this team has been playing the last couple of weeks, and been playing hard and playing well, and just like the Saints, you hadn't had as many victories as you had liked, but, did have some success against Kansas City, and just get your overall impression of this team over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is a team that there's been such an emphasis, and I'm sure this is true in New Orleans as well, but such an emphasis on learning how to win on a very young team, that there are a couple of veterans here, but there are really only two guys on the team who have ever tasted success in Nashville. And so now you're trying to teach these guys how to win at home for the first time, how to play with a lead for the first time, how to build these games. And you look at what's happening offensively, you look at the rhythm they're playing in, staying ahead of the sticks, committing fewer penalties, getting the ball across the 50, let alone into the red zone, and how to be efficient with the running game. We can look at these last 3 weeks. I think they're averaging 32 or 33 carries a game over the last 3 weeks, really trying to cultivate that identity and figure out how to be a downhill team instead of just a team that responds to what the other team's doing, throws the ball around the yard, actually have something they can count on and consistently go back to. And so they've, even in the loss to San Francisco, but especially in the wins over Cleveland and Kansas City, they have really stuck to an identity, which is something I can't say of the Titans since the Vrabel era ended. And that has kind of been the key to this recent success.
Yeah, you just look at the last three games. I mean, it's just like a light switch came on, for Cam Ward. He's got 6 touchdowns in his last 3 games, and that's 2 TD passes in each of those last 3. He's only been sacked 3 times in his last 3 games. That's 1 per game. He was sacked 48 times in the first 12 games, 4 per game. He's had 1 pick in his last 7 games. I mean, and you mentioned the running game. So you get Pollard's got 3 straight 100-yard games. It's not difficult to see why things have worked much better for this offense in these last 3 games, because they're just not beating themselves.
Yeah, and we can kind of get into the nittier, grittier things of what you were talking about. Look, Cam has 3 straight 2-touchdown games. He didn't have a 2-touchdown game at all before that. He had never done it before, and now he's done it in 3 straight games. You talk about the way that they've used the run game to kind of protect themselves from the pass rush. The first game that they did this was against Cleveland. Myles Garrett was coming off of 6 sack games, and they only gave up 1 to Myles Garrett, which I know that's still giving up 1 sack, but only giving up 1 to Myles Garrett this year is a huge win. And then they kept that game plan going against San Francisco and against Kansas City. You look at the things they've been able to do. I think Cam Ward only has 2 games with a passer rating north of 100 this year, and they are the last 2 games. The efficiency is improving. Now, the talent still is not overwhelming. So if you look at the loss in this bunch, the loss to San Francisco, they put up 24 points or 26 points or somewhere thereabouts. They still got beaten pretty handily because the other team had a lot more talent. Players just aren't there. The Titans wasted 4 or 5 drafts there before this last year. They don't have a lot of homegrown skill. They are really decimated by injuries, especially in the defensive secondary. But the players that they have are committed to playing as hard as they can, and that is not an easy thing to sell when you fired your coach in early October and it's December and these players are still playing hard. But you give them a lot of credit. You give the players a lot of credit for being able to take these opportunities in front of them, and you give the rookies like Cam Ward and 3 of his favorite pass catchers, all rookies, you give them credit for being able to figure things out on the fly and actually improve when it's time to improve.
Yeah, and I guess I just, just given your thoughts on, where does this organization go going forward, just because, the Saints have been in somewhat similar situations over the last year or so, And, you know, it looks like both organizations or franchises will be picking, you know, top five, top 10 possibly going forward, and hoping both organizations have the quarterback piece in place. But, you know, for the Titans, not necessarily knowing what you're going to do with the head coach, how does that affect, you know, kind of what they do going into the offseason, and even from a need point standpoint, whether it's via the draft and or free agency?
Yeah, I think the main thing the Titans crave at this point is stability. Dating back to 2022, four straight years that you've either made a change at general manager or head coach. That is unsustainable in the NFL. You can't lose a chief executive every single year and expect to build a winning program. So they have to hit this higher, and they have to make sure that this head coach and this new general manager are in sync with each other and have a collaborative vision that they can execute on. From there, yeah, this team doesn't have any depth at cornerback, doesn't have any depth at wide receiver, and doesn't have any depth at pass rush. They need to address all three of those things. When it was looking like the Titans were going to have the number one pick, yeah, trade that pick, get three or four extra picks out of it, build that way. It's going to be a little tougher to do that if you're picking fourth or if you're picking seventh or wherever the Titans might end up. But you got to find a way to build internally. Early returns on last year's draft. They think they have their quarterback with Cam. Really like the third round pick, Kevin Winston, the safety, even though he's hurt right now. Fourth round picks, all three of them, Chimri, DK, and Alec Iomanner at receiver, Gunnar Helm at tight end, all look like they're going to be productive players. You got to keep stacking drafts like that because, look, the Titans have one player on roster that they drafted between 2020 and 2022. Those three classes have to be the core of your team. Those are the drafts 3, 4, and 5 years ago. And there's one guy left. That's totally unsustainable to miss that much internal development. So the start has to be Mike Borgonzi, the general manager, and his scouting staff and the rest of the front office have to bring players in that are going to hit, that your first-round picks are going to work out, and your mid-round picks are going to sustain and play well. And if they can do that, and if Cam's the guy, yeah, we can talk about this Titans team in a year or two as being competitive. But if they don't have any margin for error, because if they miss at one position, there's no depth there.
You talked about the three guys that I was going to talk about. You know, the like Iomanner, the wide receiver, fourth round pick out of Stanford, Chimere DK, the other wide receiver, and Gunnar Helm, the tight end. But I want to go back to DK. So special teams wise, first off, he's had 60 kickoff returns. 60. That's, first off, a stunning number to me to begin with. He's had a 71-yarder. He's had two punt return touchdowns of late, one in week 9, one in week 12. And we just faced this last week with the Jets, like, and Isaiah Williams. Like, who's kicking to DK? I don't understand. Why are you kicking to that guy? Like, that to me, if you're going to get beat by Tennessee, do not get beat by their special teams. I mean, you guys are tough.
There's also an undersell here. If he did have another punt return touchdown called back for a penalty. So it should be three. But look, the reason that DK has as many kick returns as he does is a pure volume proposition. The Titans' defense has not been very good. Other teams are kicking off a lot. And if you look at the rate stats, Chim is a little bit below average among NFL kick returners in yards per return. So he's taking the ball out between the 32 and the 37 a lot of the time, and that's about where the touchback will be. And teams are making the trade-off of, okay, he's running. He's going to get it about where the kickoff touchback would be. Fine. Punt return, I don't know. There are a lot of teams that have started kicking away from him, and I think that is reasonable. He is a Pro Bowler as a rookie for a reason. He is incredibly successful. I will give a lot of the credit here to Bones Fossil, the special teams coordinator. Titans special teams had been the worst in the NFL the last 4 years. And he comes in this year and they put a rookie in the Pro Bowl as a return specialist. And Chim did not have a single touchdown as a return man in college. And he comes in and as a pro, he has two as a rookie. You give a lot of credit to the way the guys around him are blocking. You give a lot of credit to the schemes that are put in place to free him up. And you give a lot of credit to DK for the courage that you have to be able to run headlong and catch these punts and not be afraid of the guys trying to tackle you and trying to hit you full speed. But also, man, the the way Fossil has encouraged these guys and the way he has rallied these young players and these rotating special teams units, and they're always playing hard, that has been the brightest spot of what's been a pretty desolate Titans season.
Yeah, I just want to get your opinion on what this Titan units has to do to be successful on Sunday, and you know, just for them to say, hey, even if we win or if we don't win, you know, just some things that you want to see that team be able to do.
Yeah, I think the interior pass rush is a huge thing for the Titans. Jeffrey Simmons, who we haven't touched on, is not only the Titans' definite best player, but arguably the best defensive tackle in the NFL right now. And they've got Tavondre Sweat, another really talented interior defensive lineman. We know the Saints at guard and center this year have had some up and down performances. So if the Titans can get to Shuck and get to the run game from up the middle, that's going to be a huge boon for the Titans, as they, that's how the defense is built, is to get to you through the middle. And you got Cedric Gray, a second-year linebacker who's back out of the concussion protocol. He's up top five in the NFL in tackles this year. The way they use the middle of the defense, that's going to be really interesting against the Saints team that you guys know clearly having some injury issues in the run game and up the middle and all that stuff. So I think that's going to be a huge key. And then the other huge key, as I alluded to, is the way the Titans are committed to the run game. They are running the ball really effectively right now, but that is a product of a lot of 1 and 2 and 3 yard runs that they're not giving up on early in the game for the sake of maybe we'll break a 12 or a 15 or a 26 later in the game. So I give Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears, a local kid down in New Orleans, a lot of credit for the way they've been able to kind of keep their heads down and find success. And I give credit to the offensive line for finally figuring something out after the Titans' O-line had been perhaps the worst in the NFL over the last 4 years. But yeah, I think that if the Titans can control the clock, I think it was 38 minutes of time of possession last week against Kansas City. So you control the clock with the run game and you kind of take the Saints offense apart from the interior with Jeffrey Simmons. That's what the Titans want to do. Now, for the Saints, Titans are, by my count, on cornerbacks 4, 6, and 7 and on safeties 1 and 5 right now. You'll be able to find some success passing. Go vertical. Pick on the fact that the Titans have 2 defensive backs on the entire roster who started the season in Nashville. Pick on that. You'll be fine.
My last question, and you kind of touched on it, and we appreciate it. We're talking with Nick Suss, a Titans beat writer for the Tennessean, is about our local product. Tajay Spears, third-round pick back in 23 from Hammond, Ponchatoula High School. He's got a couple of rushing touchdowns, but what I'm looking at, you know, the previous games, he is so dangerous as a receiver. Had a 34-yard reception last week. I mean, I just wanted to get your thoughts on how he is doing as a receiver.
Yeah, I think one of the assistant coaches alluded this week to this might be the healthiest Tajay has been for a sustained period of time since getting into the pros. You look at the ACL injuries and all the stuff he had to deal with while he was in college, and then it's been concussion and foot and hamstring and all of this stuff back that'll continue nagging him through the start of his career. Since he got back from IR week 5 this year, he missed the first 4 games with an ankle. And since then, he has been on the team. He has been around. He has been productive. And now he is starting to really reap the benefits of the sustainable ability to stay on the field. So he's been really effective in the passing game. He is not super effective between the tackles, given his size and strength and speed profile. But if you get him off tackle, if you get him in space, he is the Titans' most dangerous weapon of making you miss and getting upfield. And he runs so hard. Like, you got to be proud of the guy for continuing to put his head down, continuing to run his shoulders, to put his body at risk with all the injuries that he has endured. And I am fascinated and happy to see how successful he's been these last 3 weeks, especially as the dual threat option, because yeah, he's getting close to 40, 50 yards a game all purpose these last couple of weeks. And as a spellback, that's nothing to scoff at. And when he's able to break a 20 yard run or a 30 yard reception or something like that, impressive for him.
Yeah, no, I agree. Totally. Last week, 13 rush, 52 yards and a touchdown. That was the most that he'd had really this year from, you know, a yardage standpoint, and then the 34-yarder. So, good kid, you know, Ponchatoula High School, Tulane, great Cotton Bowl. So, we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game. And when the schedule came out in May, I talked to Taylor Zarzor, the play-by-play guy for the Titans. We're like, what is this game going to be, right? Like six months ago, you're going, what is this game going to be like? And so I don't know that I would have said 5-10, 3-12, but I also don't know that I would have said the Saints have won three straight and you guys have won two of your last three. So it's interesting times for both. But appreciate your taking some time out day after Christmas, and we will check and check with you when we see you on Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate y'all. Thanks.
That's Nick Suss, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. That's at Nick Suss, S-U-S-S. Take a break. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, Fans and Throw with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Back after this here on WWL.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back, fans of the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And we've talked a lot of kind of in the Saints and the Titans and some Pelicans and some college. And Deuce, I just kind of wanted to get some big overall, you know, 30,000-foot kind of look at the, like, big picture kind of things. NFC South. Right. So, you know, everything's pretty much been decided from a playoff standpoint in the NFC, except the NFC South. Tampa's 7-8. They have just fallen apart. They're at Miami. Seattle, which is 12-3. They're at Carolina. Carolina leads the division right now at 8-7. And then next week, Carolina is at Tampa. And so just, you know, you look at that, this division. That Carolina could win the division and the Saints could have swept them. They could sweep the NFC South division winner. I mean, if you had to just say so right now, do you see Carolina winning the division?
Yes. I would think it would be Carolina is would it all come down if they lose to Seattle. Would it come down to a head-to-head, or they would have? I mean, obviously, I know they would have to beat Tampa at that point. Or
yeah, then it would come down to that final game. Let's just say Tampa wins, they beat Miami because Miami's out of the picture. So Tampa would be 8-8. Carolina loses, they'd be 8-8, and you'd have Week 18, Carolina at Tampa. So you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for me, just how those teams have played over the last couple of weeks. I mean, if you're, which this is so crazy to say, and you know, I don't know how hot the water is down in Tampa, but Coach Morris could be in the playoffs or fired.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Coach Morris could be Raheem could be the same way, but he's not going to be in the playoff. But he's in hot water. That's a different conversation. But Todd Bowles could be either in the playoffs or fired. That's literally probably what they're staring at if they don't beat Carolina and, you know, beat Miami. I think Miami, like you said, is basically out of it. They're playing Quinn Ewers as far as the backup quarterback. I think they've kind of moved on from Tua. But, man, it's just the way that they have finished games, or at least hadn't finished games the last couple of weeks, or even, you know, outside of our game, it's just been brutal. And so we know whoever wins the division, they will be the fourth seed, and they'll get a home game.
Yeah.
They're going to get a home game. Uh-huh. And so, you know, the other teams, you know, you talk about we talked about Detroit kind of earlier in the show. They're going to be out of it. So you've got Chicago battling. You've got the Packers battling. You know, Philly's in, and everything else is coming out of the AFC AFC West. I mean, the NFC West. And so you're talking Seattle and what they've been able to do, and the Rams. And it's just like, all right, NFC South, are you going to wrap this up so we can kind of, you know who you're playing? And so I think Carolina is in good position, but with the top not being determined as far as the top seed yet.
Seattle's got a lot to play for.
That part. Right. Seattle has a ton to play for. It would be a little bit different if they knew they had a game or two cushion, but they've got a ton to play for because only the first seed gets that bye now. It's not the top two seeds.
We'll take a break, get some final thoughts here on Fans in the Pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister back after this on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Final couple of minutes, and we'll finish as we started. The Pelicans tonight against Phoenix, the first of back-to-backs. And, Deuce, we were talking as we started the show, what about Jordan Poole? Looks like he is going to be available for tonight's game with Phoenix. Phoenix will be without Grayson Allen and Jalen Green. So, first of back-to-backs. But I know one of the things we were looking at was, would Jordan Poole be available? Looks like he is.
Yeah, and then not having Grayson Allen, I mean, like I said, he was the one that lit up the Pelicans when they went out to Phoenix earlier this year. And so, you know, it starts really for me with him, with Devin Booker. Can you slow him down? You're not going to you know, he's going to get his, but can you slow him down to where he's not dominating that game? And then, you know, what do they finally do as far as with the starting lineup? And you may have that as well, Mike.
I'm trying to find it. I haven't found anything new other than Jordan's available.
Got it. And so, you know, from that aspect of it, it definitely helps to be able to have him available. And then, you know, it's just, you know, starting lineup wise, how do they handle it? And, you know, can you get anything going again? Can you get anything going again as far as, hey, you know, we want to go on another 3-game, 4-game, 5-game winning streak. Can we go 5-1 over this next stretch? Can you sweep the next two? You know, because we've seen some of these home-and-home matchups where, you know, Phoenix or a team comes in. I think it was Portland once before. They come in and you play 2 games against them, and, you know, you're able to run off a couple games just because it's almost like a playoff feel of how you play them, and just because it's not a different opponent. And so, you know, it'll be huge for the Pelicans to win a couple more games. And, you know, you've had the last couple of days off. Hopefully you don't start flat. And, you know, let's see if this team can keep it rolling, just as the Saints have been able to win a couple games. And, you know, you want to go into these last 2 games and feeling really, really good about your situation is not only your organization, but a couple of key critical spots as well.
Yep, you are 100% correct. It's Phoenix, then New York for the Pelicans as they try to start a new winning streak. The Saints try to continue on at 3-4 games in Nashville. I will see you soon, my friend. Be safe with all your travels.
No problem. Thank you. I look forward to it.
You bet. Deuce McAllister, my thanks to Charlie Long in the booth. Thanks for listening to Fans and the Pro. Thanks for listening here on WWLAMFM.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.